That's delicious. We do that.
Well, now, is that different from the, let's see, didn't you call those Dodges also that you
hush
put in
hush puppies? Used to call them hush puppies, too.
Well, now, I'm thinking about the things that you said you
blood
put
on the turnip.
Yeah.
Well, they are different because I always put onion in my corn dodgers when I'm going to eat it with fish.
Uh-huh.
I chip onion up in it.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, you cook it with an egg and mix it up with milk for the brown good.
Uh-huh.
Mm. It wouldn't be fish without corn. Oh, I was going on a picnic this evening where a lady out here was celebrating her husband's birthday. His birthday was Thursday, but she was going to have it ahead of time for some reason. I reckon since a lot of people's off from work today.
Mm-hmm.
But her other friend called me a while ago and said she'd called it off. She was putting paneling in her house,
mm-hmm,
and said everything is a mess and she's going to have it later.
Uh-huh.
I had an invitation to go out there if she'd have.
Uh-huh.
And you know, we fry fish and grill chickens and
well, now, do you make those macarons? Well, let's see, what about muffins? Did you have muffins?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell me about muffins. How are muffins made?
Well, muffin bread, cornbread, why, you'd mix the meal and the flour together, add a little sugar and add an egg, and mix it up with milk and baking powder in it,
mm-hmm,
cook it in the muffin pans. It'd rise up real light and good and brown pretty.
Did your mother used to make muffins?
No.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't.
Well, let's see here. What about some...
What about
round, they're round cakes and they're flat. And you cook them on a greased skillet and you eat them with syrup and butter.
Oh, that's pancakes. I'll cook them. Every once in a while, butter them as I take them up.
Well, now, do you make those out of cornmeal or
flour?
Uh-huh. And what do you eat those with?
Sharp sausage.
Uh-huh. Okay. Let me see what else have I missed. Oh, yeah, there's a kind of a bread that's sort of, well, it's, I don't even know if you call it bread. I guess you do. You have to eat it with a spoon. It comes out, you bake it in a dish and it comes out sort of soft. Do you have anything like that?
I don't know.
We used to call it
mush.
Well, now how is mush made? Did you all ever have mush?
No.
Well, what about
but I've heard of it.
Uh-huh.
Cornmeal mush. I don't know what it is.
Because uh-huh,
I've never made any and my mother didn't.
Oh, yeah.
Well, now what about spoon bread? Do you ever have spoon bread?
No, I don't know what that is unless it would be something like our pancakes or something.
Uh-huh.
I don't know about spoon bread.
What about Johnny cake? You know, are you familiar with that term?
No, I've heard of that, but
I don't know
what it is.
Let's see. You call the bread that's made at home homemade bread.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you call the bread that you buy in the store?
Light bread. We refer to it as getting a loaf of light bread.
Okay. Have you ever heard people refer to it as bought bread or baker's bread,
mm-hmm,
town bread?
Yeah, I have. And I buy a brown bread that's called Captain John. I know you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've seen that.
Do you like it?
Yeah, I think
a lot of
good
people don't,
yeah,
but I do.
I like brown bread.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's see, what about something that's about this big around and it has a hole in the middle?
Donut.
Mm-hmm. Now, did you ever make those or did your mother make them?
Yeah, I made them. And once in a great while I make them now, but I take the canned biscuit and roll them out and cut the hole out of the canned biscuit and fry them. You know how pretty they are.
Oh, goodness sake, now isn't that smart?
And
I didn't know you could do that.
And fix you a little bit of 4-H sugar if you want them sweet and a little vanilla or whatever flavor you want.
Mm-hmm.
And when they're hot, dip them in that. That coats them, you know, with that outside icing. They're good.
That's a good idea. I'm going to try that.
I like them.
Well, now,